Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter. Here's, I'm going to switch it on us.
Okay,
and give you the positive side for us to learn.
Okay.
From, this one says, this article from the National Post.
Okay.
Says, millennials are not killing, they're saving marriage in the U.S. by not getting divorced like baby boomers. So that attracted me, obviously, because we talk about generations.
Interesting.
So, and I think it's going to be even less for Gen Z is because of the risk factor of we risk later in life. So we don't want to risk marriage early.
So get married late.
When you're more mature and grown up.
You've figured it out. You've got the bank account. You've got
right.
all the
You're
toys.
Maybe a little more stable as a person.
Right.
Hopefully at some
point. You've had that last growth spurt.
Finally, as a guy. Yeah. And so they're staying married more is what's coming out. They're risking less early, but they're staying married. Now, there's all kinds of stats of like marriage, they're just not getting married as well. But this is the ones who are getting married
right.
in the U.S. This is a U.S. thing. They're staying married. Let me read this. New data show younger couples are approaching the relationships very differently from baby boomers who married young, divorced, remarried, and so on. Generation X, and especially millennials, are being pickier about who they marry, tying the knot at older ages when education, careers, finances are on track. The result is a U.S. divorce rate that dropped 18% from 2008 to 2016, according to an analysis by University of Maryland sociology professor Philip Cohen.
18% in 8 years?
Dropped.
It dropped. That's huge.
That's huge. That sounds like a good stat.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something to learn from the generation, like they're talking about us actually.
Right.
Because that's the stats they have, but it'll go even further with these teenagers now who don't like risk as much as what we did. So it'll translate. I bet it'll translate yet again then. They'll take relationships the same way. They don't want to risk in relationships. There's even stats about,
don't get me started on the whole gaming thing.
Yeah, no. It's about sex outside of marriage.
Right.
There's actually stats that there's less kids are having sex less, in the younger ages. Now there's online and all kinds of things going on with pornography and things to talk about as well. But the stats are they're actually having sex less.
Really?
Because they don't want to risk.
That's fantastic.
There's all this risk that's been associated with it now. And it's the same thing with marriage and relationships. I don't want to risk that. So then they're being more cautious.
Especially if they've come from a divorced family.
Especially, yeah.
They don't want to have a repeat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what this article is kind of talking about is like, I don't want that in my life. I've seen that go wrong. I've seen bad relationships. I want something good. And I think that's something we could take away, both you and I, from this risk thing is, man, we could learn from that. I mean, both of us are already married to our spouses and stuff, but we love them and all that stuff. And
29 years.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
You know.
Keep going. I won't give up yet.
Yeah, that's right.
People are in awe when you've been married for 5 or 10 years.
Absolutely.
I'm like,
absolutely.
Really? Well, then what do you do with somebody who's been married for as long as I have?
I know.
Or older.
It's phenomenal.
Or, I mean, my siblings are all still married and they're like 30 and close to 40 years.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. They're close. They're close to that. So
those are the ones we put in the news articles, right?
And it's an anomaly. True. It is.
You know, yeah. So I don't know. That was the one thing I was thinking about. The risk. We could learn a bit. Mm. There's bad things about not risking. And I think we do need to give some risk opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also this nice thing to learn. Another good side effect.
I think that's really good because I would just tend to be, we just need to risk more.
Yes.
Your generation and younger just needs to risk a little bit more. In regards to children,
right,
raising your children.
Yeah.
Just please stop.
Yeah.
Like, what are you raising for the next generation, right?
Yeah, totally.
So, interesting.
So
I let my kids ride around without me. But we had walkie-talkies, so no cell phones at the time.
Walkie-talkies?
I know. Does anybody remember what those are?
Yes, but we never used them as, like, official communication tools.
Oh, it was official.
When I was growing up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did as a kid. I was like, I love walkie-talkies. It was
we still have them.
That's so cool.
We still have two sets.
Wow.
Yeah,
and as a parent, you use those.
As a parent, we had one and they had one.
Your boys.
My boys.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And we would just, when they go to the park, then they took one with them so that we could just get in touch with them at any time.
Because I had a cell phone in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Our kids had cell phones in high school.
Mm.
But
to talk quickly.
Yeah.
But here's
before cell phones. It was walkie-talkies. Yep. Grade six.
That's fun.
No, that's fun.
Breaker 19. Did you have nicknames?
No, I don't
think so. Oh, that's too bad.
Bricer. Well, Bricer was just always his name.
Yeah, Bricer.
Or Brentster. I just added the R's, but we didn't use them very
often. Very hockey of you.
It's very hockey of me.
Yeah.
And we're not a hockey family.
No, you're not. You're not at all.
So it's really
soccer.
Funny.
That's me.
Soccer's our... Soccer. Yeah, soccer and football.
Well, hey, it's been a great conversation. And
it's been really good.
Time chatting about these things. And hopefully... It challenges us. It challenges both you and I and whoever's listening to think about things a little differently and to learn and desire to grow from each other, no matter what generation.
Yeah, because I think I'm, pretty open and, willing to change. But then we bring up some topics and I'm like, oh, that's a perspective I thought I had thought about.
Yes.
But really haven't because wasn't listening.
Yeah. Well, so, we're products of our culture, right? And
we
have to constantly be self-examining.
Yeah, and that's biblical.
That's biblical.
It is. Yeah. Go back to the Word of God as our authority.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher. Tune in, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.